Did you see our handprints today on the news, Ron?
I have not. I haven't seen I haven't watched TV all day.
Rand Paul, who's the Republican candidate in Kentucky, was in a debate with his Democrat rival, and the guy started accusing him of a whole bunch of funny bullshit religious things. And then in turn got himself accused of trying to demonize his opponent. the religious card rather than the political card. I was in an hysterics.
You said that was Ron Paul?
Rand.
Yeah, the guy tried to demonize him and got, quote, demonized.
Yeah.
Is that a beautiful handprint? Dave and I were just laughing about it. I can't imagine where he came up with the demon. his shoe must have fit, sir. I've been laughing all day because these people that run the Republican or Democrat Party and their behind-the-scenes manipulators think they're actually running this show. They haven't got a bit more control over this goddamn show than an eel in a grease house.
An eel in a grease house. That ain't no control.
And the president and his wife ain't doing too good.
Oh, no. They were in Columbus. You remember we hit Columbus the other night?
Yes.
They did that rally in Columbus and drew maybe 2,500 people. But Columbus, back 10 years ago in 2000, there were 300,000 black people claimed to be Somalis rather than anything else and not subject to the census. Now think about that for a minute. Columbus, Ohio is one of the largest cities. Well, one, it's the largest one in the state. Larger than Cleveland, actually. And it's one of the largest cities in that whole area. I think it's about, maybe 15 in the United States. But it has a 90 to 98% black population. Obama was hard pressed to draw 2,500.
Ernie here.
Hi, Ernie.
Howdy.
Because it was Shiloh and me and you.
Okay.
We were just laughing about the handprint today in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
The opponent to Ron Paul, who's a Republican Tea Party candidate, tried to accuse him of a bunch of religious bullshit, and then in turn got accused of trying to demonize, quote unquote, his opponent. Can't imagine where that demon from, can you?
Right.
No.
Where did that come from?
Remember, Columbus was one of the cities we hit the other night out of that 11.
Yes, go Ohio.
That's really pounding the fog out of him.
Yep.
How's Nancy doing? I saw her in the news tonight, but I think
she's not setting the world afire, and Barbara Boxer is losing. She's falling. Her race now is getting closer to a toss-up.
Over here, they're doing a lot of PR on Nancy Pelosi.
Yep. And every Democrat side is running from her.
Damn. Sorry to hear that, sir.
Well, of course you are. you couldn't stay in mourning like that, you know.
Yes, sir.
I would like to see Reed Pelosi, Barney Frank, and of course Boxer, as many of them as possible, and especially Reed and Pelosi, defeated in their home states rather than in Washington.
use less energy that way, doesn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. See, if Reid and Pelosi get creamed in their states in California and Nevada, the bottom line is they are still not immune from the criminal charges of the false president we have. They're still guilty of accessory to and after the fact. And that could get them some stiff time. Because as soon as you get enough people in there, we're going for impeachment on the birth certificate.
It I feel that's coming soon, in like maybe in the next 6 months or so.
I hope. Who was that just came in?
Pete.
Oh, hi, Pete. Bark, bark.
Bark, bark, bark.
Well, there's Kitty.
Kitty.
We got Rosie in. Ernie, hey. Rosie, Shylone, Pete, Mickey, you.
Hey, Kitty.
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
Oh, the rent.
Well, you got to pay, don't you?
I know, yeah, I pay. It just keeps going up.
I know, ain't nothing going on but the rent.
Yeah, price of tea. Can't get a good piece of meat without giving half a leg up, too.
Without contamination.
I said good, yeah, Dave. You're right about that. Hell yeah, it's half a leg for a shitty piece.
Yeah, no shit. Fucking bastard.
You down there in Texas, you should be near the farms and that stuff to sell the grass.
Yeah, I would hate to see what you have to pay for some. That's high enough where I'm at, you know, I am about 400 miles from the ranches.
Yeah, I know they got some grass-fed ranchers there to do it the right way.
Yeah, they do. We got some serious businessmen here.
Yeah, it's like you could buy a half a cow and that'll last you the whole year.
But not in this house.
Okay, a whole one.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only way to do it is breed your own. Grow your own.
Well, I went through 2.5 deer this past winter. Venison.
Did you?
Eric spoiled me for the good stuff. My brother is a hunter.
You like deer?
I do. This deer, he's got a buddy that has I think it's about 3,000 acres down in South Texas, and they feed the deer down there and take real good care of them and then open it up for hunting season and lease it out to hunters. And my brother always goes down there for buck season and then he goes again for doe season. He gets his limit. He likes to do the hunting. He doesn't really take the time to cook it and prepare it, but he brought it back here and dressed it and put it in my freezer. And shoot, me and my dogs ate deer all winter.
Okay.
Tell you what, nothing better than a good venison roast. And they're corn fed and wild grass fed. They seed the pasture, we call it sweet grass. So they seed the pasture with sweet grass, and then they supply them also with corn and hay.
Bambi.
Oh, it's not Bambi that we're eating, but let me tell you what, if you don't thin the herd, then you've got starving deer all over the place. It's regulated, and you can't have starving herds.
Oh, no.
They're going to breed anyway. So, it's a very much a controlled industry down here.
I like good venison.
Well, this is good venison.
Yeah. I had good venison, I had shitty venison.
Yep.
The wild stuff where the deer have to eat scrub and tumbleweeds and they're not taken care of, they're not fed. That's a real gamey taste. I was surprised.
Yeah, it's just a little old me.
Oh, okay.
this big hole there.
Yeah.
Everybody check your email. We got an agenda for tonight. You should have it by now.
I got it.
Should say Monday night. Why?
Oh, he doesn't say Monday Night Football. Yeah.
That'd be all I'd need.
Well, it's Tennessee playing. Go Red Ball. Is that good? Oh, he's in Kentucky. Sorry. Oh. We don't care about Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
But I did check for whose game it is tonight. Tennessee
Cowboys?
Oh, shit, I'm sorry, Cowboys, they lost again. They lost to Eric's team. I ain't even playing with them anymore. There's some more holes, some goddamn much holes in it. Then I start plugging holes, it bounced out the other end.
Oh, shit. Not like what happened last year, huh?
Nothing like it. Nah,
yeah.
They're against them. They got more than just bad luck their way. It must be their turn to be on the bottom. Huh? What's that, Pete?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I heard somebody. Oh, well. Anyway, this is Monday's Circle Blast. And it's...
No. I'm laughing at a joke I got from Bones. I didn't send it around because it's a little nasty.
I don't want that trash on my...
Yeah, I know. It's kind of nasty, but it's cute. It has to do with stupid men and smart women.
It's everywhere.
Is that you, Dave Schiffel?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is. He's in person tonight.
Well, my gosh, I think it's a pleasure. We won't really see you on Mondays, do we?
No, I've been here.
Lately?
I just mute out earlier.
Oh.
I mute out at 10.
Well, okay, this is kind of a combination of what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a points blast list. And the new thing is, if everybody's read it, we're going to make a circle called the Archangels and the Winds.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. I feel it already.
And then we're going to put them into the belly ball.
And disconnect it and put them in. I don't know whether I put that in or that way or not, but
It is. Enter into my spirit manifestation and separate.
Yeah, 8:00 your time, sir.
Yep. Well, let me go mute. I'll take out a perimeter. Don't worry about the blue swords. I'll handle it.
Well, are you assigning the firing officer?
Yes, I'm assigning you firing officer. Everybody get aboard. And have fun. We'll see some handprints on it tomorrow.
Hot damn.
Okay. Here we go, Curious. Circle up. Mark?
Hey, Jesse's scared. I'm going on. The kids are crying.
Okay. Somebody else just come in?
Yeah, this is Coco.
Hey, Coco. Welcome.
Hey, Coco.
Do you have access to your email?
Yeah, but I haven't had a chance to check it in the last 30 minutes or so.
Okay, well just follow along. We got a brand new invocation, but I think you can get it just following along.
Okay.
Well, no, there's points blast invocations. Kind of need to have it. Can you get it real quick?
Only thing is, I would have to send sit in a different area reading, which is like in the living room area. Right now I'm in a private bedroom.
Okay, well, just
give me any privacy.
Circle up and hold the energy then. Okay, follow
okay,
along.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, sounds
okay.
Good. All right, everybody ready? All right, pause up. Just find a spot and hook up. Yeshama Delia. Assume De Al Umonga. Procurians make a body of light and charge it with the flames of heaven. Hathor. Hasterah. Hestera, Idea, Hakarma, Hassana, Aturian, now, charge your body of light with the great elements, Akasha, Air, Fire, Water, Earth. All right, Acurians, now descend, pausing to take control of each plane's energies. Asana, Hakarma, Idea, Estera. Astera, Hathor. Blue Sword Manifestation. Acurians, link hands. Acurians, project the spirit manifestation, your belly ball. Acurians, repeat with me. Access powers and holy authorities of my own I Am Conscious. I, Catherine Ann Malone, a true and righteous daughter of Acuria, servant of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Aku, Elijah Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, call forth and summon all the energies, forces, powers, authorities, frequencies, and momentums of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth in all creation, all the holy realms of all the heavens above all the earth, from all the realms of all the earth, and from all the depths beneath all the earth, and all eight divine winds thereof. Here and now, come forth into my presence, do my bidding, and you shall deny me not. I summon Archangel Raphael, the East Wind Apollotes, the Servant Wind Eura, Holy Bahaliel, and Holy Terebotes. I summon Archangel Michael, the South Wind Note, the Servant Wind Lipe, Holy Nathriel, and Holy Yahweh. I summon Archangel Gabriel, the West Wind Zephyros, the Servant Wind Skyron, Holy Aniel, and Holy Amiel. I summon Archangel Uriel, the North Wind Boreas, the Servant Wind Kaikias, Holy Beli, and Holy Forlock. I summon Archangel Remiel, ruler of all the binding in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. Archangel Raphael, ruler of all the loosening in all the heavens above all the earth, and in all the earth, and in all the depths beneath all the earth. I summon Archangel Zerachiel, first guardian of all the holy anointed witnesses in their generations, communicator between the holy altar and the Ark of the Covenant of the Most High, servant of the Most High Lord God of all creation, and the first I Am. Holy Ben Nez. Guard of the main gates of the east wind, Pruel. Guard of the main gates of the west wind, Druiel. Guard of the main gates of the south wind, Albium. Guard of the main gates of the north wind. And by my own consciousness, I require all of you here and now to hear and immediately manifest in earth my commands. Enter into my spirit manifestation and separate it and yourself from me. Receive into the spirit manifestation all that I now command you, and you shall deny me not. All blessings of the Most High be upon true and righteous Acurians. East wind Epilotes, east servant wind Eura, south wind Note, south servant wind Lipe, west wind Zephyros, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Kaikias, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now removed from all who intend to vote Democrat or Socialist now and forever. East wind Epilotes, east servant wind Eura, south wind Note, south servant wind Lipe, west wind Zephyros, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Kaikias, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now invested and manifest in all true and righteous Acurians. East wind Epilotes, east servant wind Eura, south wind Note, south servant wind Lipe, west wind Zephyros, west servant wind Skyron, north wind Boreas, north servant wind Kaikias, and all essences of all the elements of Akasha, air, fire, water, and earth are here and now invested and manifest in all Democrats and Socialists, that they see only demons among themselves. Tea Party independent voters, not fooled by fake constitutionalists. United States in enraged revolt against all socialists and socialism. Money and media not a factor in any 2010 election. All socialists defeated in 2010 elections. Constitutionalists prevail in all 2010 elections. All political parties exposed for their demonism. All damnations of the Most High be upon all demons of socialism. These I require of you here and now to be immediately manifest in earth, and you shall deny me not. By order of Supreme Lord of all High Lords, El Aku, Alaha Asher High, he that is called by the name of the Most High, station in the very center of the United States. Expand it like a huge bubble to cover the entire nation, coast to coast, and from northern Canada and southern Gulf of Mexico, which will include parts of Cuba, Mexico, and Central America. Okay, feel it. Stretch it out. All the way. A little more out west. Okay, all the way down south. Covering Mexico and Guatemala, Honduras, all of them. South, Gulf of Mexico. Okay, everybody feel that? Feel the whole thing covered? Loaded, seething, teeming with all those invocations. Okay, Arcturians, on my count, ready? 3, 2, 1, break.
Hot damn.
Close it off. Pause up. Bowen, Kesselata, Nowen, Bouchard. As it is spoken, so let it be
done. Done.
Good. Break.
Well, when you pull that thing out across the nation, I could feel it here.
Yeah, I could too.
That was a beauty.
Yeah, I had to get up higher to stretch it, otherwise it would have been on my feet.
Yep.
Bobby, while I have you, I sent you an email on that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a session.
Yeah.
Ooh. She's back. Look, I can act crazy if I want to.
Go ahead.
I'll tighten that one up a little bit because it's easy to use. It took us about 14 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll just tighten it up, and we'll hit it a couple more times for the places we know we need to hit hard.
Well, you missed that. I noticed a couple of words that I didn't catch when I was proofreading it, like the name of the Yoduka. Or in Shilon says Yehudica. Which one's right? How do you pronounce that north wind? The north gate.
It's pronounced like a Q and a Y.
Say it.
Yehudica.
Say it again.
Yehudica.
Yehudica. Okay, well that name's left out.
Yeah. I was making a note on that. I noticed it when you were running it there, but
yeah.
It didn't hurt any. It didn't hurt the invocation. But we'll get it and cut it in.
Well, I got a picture
of it. So we'll have a solid one.
I wouldn't mind having a little bit of maybe a group study on this just for a quickie. I don't know if anybody, I won't study it I'd like to feel the archangels a little better.
Well,
when they get into the ball and break it apart, how do I still stay feeling it? Because I didn't, that broke away from me and they had it, I didn't feel it anymore.
Well, the way to get the most of the out of the archangels, and I don't know that our people are ready for that, they can be a little terrifying.
Well,
I'm ready.
If we're asking, we're ready.
When you first make your belly ball, when we're in a circle, we put it right out in the middle of the circle. It's not a problem. But for those that haven't been with us, it's a little hard to explain. Anyhow, what you do is take a center point and make sure everybody knows where that is. Normally, to screw up the administration, we were hitting the get someplace that everybody can find with a Google map, and they'll know where the hell it's at. Now, you take the belly balls and put them there. Everybody puts them there. And then you back off and you break loose from it. Then put the archangels in it and the winds. And you'll feel a hell of a lot more, but you don't want to do it sideways. The way we did it tonight is the safe way. It lets them be there without scaring the hell out of you, because once they're in, if they're not connected to anybody, they start radiating right to him.
Well, see, I want to feel that. I want to know what they're doing.
Yeah, I do too.
Well, I think we see what they're doing. Personally,
I want to be like Mike.
With everything, huh?
Yeah, Archangel Michael. Ruler of the Quadrant of Fire.
You are not that far off, girl.
Way, but it's a lot hotter, and you have to be very, very careful. Because you're dealing with forces off of the scale when they start manifesting.
That's okay, Bobby. I figured if I can get bit by an iguana, that force isn't going to scare me one bit.
But that's how we would do it.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm going
to... that needs to edit up, and send me an email on that north wind, will you?
Yeah.
If I won't forget it.
Bill. And I'm probably going to grill you about that other later, you know, tighten
okay.
it up. Because I really want to feel what they're doing.
Yep.
Can we start that tomorrow?
I don't see why not.
Good.
But from the time we opened the gates at 7:45 till now, it's been 35 minutes, and that's a hell of a wallop out there. We didn't start the invocation until after 8.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a knockdown.
Well, we ought to be seeing some tides turning there, some voters changing. Let's see some of that enraged revolt.
Well, that's where we're going for. I'll tighten it up. Maybe we'll run it again tomorrow night.
Well, see you
time, children. I'm Hat, so I will talk to you then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye,
good night. Good night.